From Lubbock to Beaumont, McAllen to Wichita Falls, Marfa, Corpus, Waco, Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, Austin. No matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time on this Thursday, September 3rd. I'm David Brown, and tomorrow, well, tomorrow will be one week since the execution-style murder of a Harris County deputy, Darren Goforth. Only days later, an off-duty officer in Abilene found dead at his home. That's been ruled a homicide. The next day, an officer in Chicago killed responding to a distress call. Back in Houston, graffiti pops up across town, appearing to call for violence against police. Two emoji. On one side, the head of a police officer. On the other, a gun pointed at it. Yesterday, the lieutenant governor of Texas issued a statement on what he describes as a morbid reality faced by law enforcement officers right now. Today, Dan Patrick is on the Texas Standard. Lieutenant Governor, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. These are troubling times. And when you see that type of graffiti, when you see the and hear the verbal attacks on the internet, on 24-hour cable news that are vicious verbal attacks followed up by murderous attacks on police, we are at a very troubled time in our country.
The county sheriff of Milwaukee is calling this a war on police. What do you say?
I think it is. When a police officer whose main job is to protect us, the citizens, has to be worried about protecting himself first, that puts that police officer in harm's way in a way that they should not be. And I'm not talking about your type of crime where maybe they're breaking up a holdup, there's a robbery, there's something where they would be expected to be in harm's way. Now they have to just worry about filling up the patrol car with gas without being killed. I mean, Officer Goforth was shot 15 times. That's a hate crime, in my view, and I'm tired of this. Certain lives matter. All lives do matter, and particularly law enforcement. And there is a war on police by some people. And it's a small percentage of people in this country, but they're deadly. And it only takes a few of that small group of people who spew this hate towards law enforcement to take the life of an innocent officer.
Your statement specifically refers to open season on police. What do you mean?
Well, some people, if you just look at the rhetoric, look at the March in Minnesota yesterday.
May I stop you there? You mentioned just look at the rhetoric, but that's different from an actual war on police. I mean, rhetoric, words are words, right?
Now,
I mean,
let me tell you what war on police is, sir. That's 7 police officers killed in America in the month of August and 2 already in September. That's a war on police. Let's not confuse rhetoric. Let's not make this political speak. Let's talk about it as it is. We have a thin blue line in this country, a thimble full of men and women who offer themselves up to protect you and me, our families and our businesses. And at some point, if this war on police continues, you're going to find fewer and fewer men and women who are willing to do that job. And when you lose your law enforcement, that's when our society breaks down. Totally. We need to put an end to this right now, the rhetoric against police. They're not the enemy. The bad guys are the enemy. And if there are law officers who violate the law themselves or don't do what they should, then they'll be held accountable. But we've got to get back to the basics. How about when you see a law enforcement officer, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. How about respect? If you expect respect, how about realizing the tremendous stress they're under 24/7 and at home? They're expected to be perfect in everything they do. Never make a mistake or they could be sued, they could be fired, or they could be shot. 24/7, 365, 20 years if they live that long and have a career that long. But we're going to drive people out of this profession if this doesn't stop.
Since you made your statement, there's obviously been a major reaction online and some people pointing out, basically, even people who don't engage in reckless rhetoric have said things like, look, respect is earned. And after all that we've seen on television, all the YouTube videos that have contradicted official police accounts of incidents involving the use of police force, there's a lot of skepticism out there. How do you convince those people?
You know, your type of interview has to stop. You know, when I was asked to do an interview on NPR, I thought to myself, you know, do I really want to do this? They're not in the police officer's corner. And you've proven that by your interview.
How do you mean, sir?
You have to understand this, that, yes, there are people in every profession who cross the line and should be fired.
Right.
Quit focusing on that small percentage of those in law enforcement who have made a mistake or broken the law themselves. focus on the men and women that you and your family depend on every day to protect your life. Because, look, the vast majority of our citizenry are law-abiding. You know, 100% of the crime is committed, an estimate, by about 15% of the population. So there's a small number of police officers, but that is the rhetoric about those officers trying to indicate that represents the majority of officers is what leads to the killing of officers.
I don't want some
people who are led in that direction.
I don't want to be misunderstood, because I hope you don't think that I'm engaging in that rhetoric. In fact, one of the reasons we wanted to invite you on was so you could talk about the issue of respect for law enforcement.
Well, I did, and you wanted to turn it around. Well, what about?
No, sir. I was just to be clear. I wanted to make sure that people who were listening felt like their questions were being asked, and that's certainly not something that I'm suggesting. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond.
Let's focus on law and order. Let's focus on the vast majority of law enforcement officers who every day, and remember this, David, you don't do this in your job, I don't do this in my job. Every day when they get up and go to work, part of their job responsibility is to give their life for a citizen they don't know to save theirs if need be. No other profession requires that when you leave the house every morning. Let's remember their mothers and fathers, their brothers, their dads, their sons, their daughters that have everyday issues like everyone else. They're under stress all of the time, expected to be perfect all of the time. And every time, you know, we have a law officer who's killed or murdered in cold blood, like Officer Goforth was last week, what about that video? What about that officer? What about this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are official ways to file complaints and do things, but we've got to address those issues. They're official channels to do that.
But we have got to
get away from this confrontational attitude with law enforcement. They are the thin blue line that protects society. They are not the problem.
Mr. Lieutenant Governor, if I may follow up on something, though, because I think you're making several important points here. One of the things that you're pointing out, or you seem to be suggesting, at the very least, is that media has a responsibility here and, in fact, is abrogating that responsibility. You believe that?
Yeah, I do. I believe that our 24-hour news cable stations, not all of them, are pitting people. They're looking for the ratings so that they find someone from one side to go against the other side for ratings. And all that does is really turn into a lot of yelling at each other or hate speech.
But how do we have a conversation about some of these?
Well, we can have a conversation about it. But let's have a conversation and focus on the positives of law enforcement. Let's focus on all those men and women who do a great job every day. Let's focus on those 7 officers who were killed in August and 2 in September already. Let's not worry about the one officer or 2 officers out there on a YouTube dash cam video did something wrong. You know, if they were wrong, file a complaint, and if their department feels they were wrong, then suspend them or fire them. These are special men and women, and we only want the best. By the way, if this continues, David, we're going to run off some of the best and brightest who want to go into law enforcement, and we want the best and brightest. But people are going to start questioning, is this what I want to do for a profession? That their spouses are going to say, you know, to their husbands and wives, do you really want to do this? Their kids are going to say that. They're going to worry about their parents when they leave for work every day. So let's focus on this problem. We can clean up the other issue. And we should. No one wants anyone in any profession that is not under control or not held accountable.
Lieutenant Governor,
focus on the real issue.
We're out of time, but I have to ask one more question, if I may. And that is that as we talk about a war on police, are you concerned? I mean, you've been in the radio business. Are you concerned that perhaps the rhetoric is also being ratcheted up on, well, I don't know, on both sides, if you will, and we reach a point where we're not talking and things do indeed get out of control?
Well, I do. And you know, talk radio, look, there are these internet radio stations that, you know, someone's going in from their, you know, from their living room and hate speech on that. I'm a First Amendment guy. You know, I believe in our Constitution. But when hate speech leads to violence, then we've gone too far. And that's a difficult issue for us. We have a right to protest in this country and say what we will. But when I see the marchers in Minneapolis say pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, if that's what we want to allow in this country, or not question in this country, then we are in trouble indeed.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, we're going to post his complete statement at our website, texasstandard.org. Thanks again.
Thank you, David.